So Jesus lays out this teaching today of the least of these and the judgment. And it's very easy for some reason for us to blow right by this. But Jesus outlines, look, I'm going to separate people based on this criteria. Have you done it for the least of these? If you did these things for the least of these, you did them unto me. Least of these, I guess, can be defined in a lot of ways, and I'm sure that to each person it means something different. But fundamentally, it is those less fortunate, whether that be in spirit or in body, in circumstance or in heart. We are to be seeking these people out, feeding, clothing, dressing, visiting, helping, assisting, giving a hand up, and building up these people, whether it means we are going to them as spiritual brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, and walking, mentoring, guiding, helping, aiding, or whether that means we are spending time with the true less fortunate in body, those who are homeless, those who are challenged mentally and find themselves with nowhere to go, those who are in ill health and have no way to get care. Jesus lays this out very clearly. And we adhere to so many truths. And the reality is, in our culture, some of this kind of thing has been exploited to the degree that we turn an indifferent eye on someone standing by the highway, begging for a ride or for some money for food. We easily blow by all of that, thinking that they're just exploiting the system. And they may be. I know that I've done it. I mean, I've rolled my window down sometimes and given money to people who were, in turn, rude about it not being more. And that, you know, obviously turns me off. I've also driven by indifferently. I remember I told this story last year, the first time I went to India, of this little girl who was just beautiful. Big, big brown eyes. Beautiful. Maybe 14 or 15. And she was so beautiful that she probably could have been a model, but she was dressed in rags and was driving down the road in this rickshaw, and she came up to the side and put her hand on the window and said, "Sir, please," and put her hand to her mouth, asking me for food, for money, for food. And the light turned green and we sped off, leaving her standing in the middle of the street. And I grieved about that. I mean, her face is still fresh in my mind a year later. I still think about her and pray that she is well. She was the least of these, and I blew right by her. This is a situation of the heart. This isn't a situation of trying to avoid people exploiting the system. We have to be on the lookout for the least of these because we are commanded to, and we will be judged based upon it, Jesus said today. So in our hearts, we must look out for the less fortunate, no matter how it is they are less fortunate, and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, inviting us and instructing us on what we can do to the least of these. And we cannot just blow this off. I mean, go back for your own study today, reread what Jesus said, and find out if you don't find the same thing I'm finding. This is how people get separated in the end. This is one of the criteria for for entrance into the kingdom, or banishment, according to Christ's own words. So it's something that we must take deeply seriously.